ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After a grand jury returned an 18-count indictment against former Trump advisor John Bolton, he surrendered to authorities in Maryland today and appeared in court, pleading not guilty to charges of retaining and sharing classified information. It is the third so-called enemy of President Trump's to be indicted within a matter of weeks. ABC's Pierre Thomas says Bolton is not backing down from his criticism of President Trump.
Bolton was pushing back, saying in a statement that the indictment is nothing but retribution and an abuse of power, part of Trump's campaign to intimidate his opponents. Bolton and his attorneys claim no crime has been committed, but Bolton is under serious legal threat. Each of those 18 counts carries a maximum penalty of 10 years in jail.
President Trump will host Ukraine's President Zelensky for talks at the White House. Yesterday, the president announced he'll hold another summit with Russia's president in Hungary. The government shut down heading into another week with lawmakers not in session today. The Senate votes again on Monday. This is ABC News. More than 3 months after deadly floods devastated central Texas, the distribution of recovery funds from Washington has reportedly been uneven.
Kerr County, northwest of San Antonio, was dealt the hardest hit by the Independence Day flash floods, including the disaster at Camp Mystic. But so far, only about one-fifth of applicants for federal disaster assistance from Kerr County have been deemed eligible to get financial help. The Texas Tribune reports that nine other counties with less extensive damage have received a higher proportion of approvals from FEMA, leaving Kerr County officials wondering what's going on. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
16 brands of cinnamon are being recalled after tests found elevated levels of lead in some ground cinnamon. The FDA expanded the recall, saying this kind of exposure can be especially dangerous for young children and pregnant women, affecting brain development and behavior over time. Brands include Wise Wife, Dura, Heyte, and Roshni. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with this local news update. Two Green Bay brothers wrongfully convicted of murder will get $25,000 after spending two decades in prison. However, they could get up to $1 million. Robert and David Bintz were convicted in 2000 for the 1987 murder of Sandra Lisson. Their convictions were overturned 24 years later when DNA evidence ruled both of them out. $25,000 is the maximum compensation the Wisconsin Claims Board is allowed to award for wrongful convictions unless approved by the legislature. That's what the attorneys for the brothers are asking lawmakers to do. They want an additional payment of $1 million for each man. Hand, foot, and mouth disease is spreading throughout the Green Bay Area Public School District. That's according to a message sent to families. The district says infections have been making the rounds in Brown County and are finding their way into the classroom. The infections aren't usually serious, but it can spread quickly, especially in schools and daycare centers. Symptoms include fever, mouth sores, and skin rash. There's no recommended treatment for the infection, but health officials say taking over-the-counter medication can relieve fever and pain caused by mouth sores. Most people get better on their own in 7 to 10 days. Green Bay's West High School will celebrate their newly renovated stadium tonight before they take on the East High Red Devils. The Green Bay East and West matchup is a 120-year-old rivalry. The completed stadium renovations include new synthetic turf, a renovated track, and a new 2,000-plus seat grandstand and press box. Restrooms, a concession stand, a new video board, and a storage facility were also updated. The project also added a new weight room. The rededication ceremony is scheduled for 7 with kickoff at 7:15. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Stuart J. Wattles, 97.9 WGBW News.
Another loss for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. In the National League Series, the Dodgers down the Brewers again, this time 3-1. And to make matters worse, Milwaukee slugger Jackson Chourio had to leave the game in the seventh inning, re-injuring his strained right hamstring. Pat Murphy with the update.
Chourio's had a continual cramps in his hamstring. He feels like he's going to be okay, so I'm hopeful.
So the Brewers down now 3-0. Game 4 is tonight. Football, the Badgers and Ohio State Buckeyes kick off at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon at Camp Randall Stadium. The Packers play the Cardinals in Arizona on Sunday. NBA, the Bucks getting ready for their season opener next week.
You know, you got 5 days, get your legs back under you, get back into a great spot mentally, physically, and then it's time to roll. Once the season starts, the first 10, 11 games, like every other day or something like that. So I think it's vital that guys get their legs up under them, get their win back and things like that.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly sunny Friday afternoon with a south to southwest wind on the breezy side. Highs of the lower 70s. For tonight, shower and storm chances. Some of the rain could be a bit heavy. Gusty southwest winds and lows will drop to the upper 50s. It's 66 at our studios.
Timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. If your tummy is kind of grumbling, today is National Pasta Day. Let's talk about my top three places to go in Green Bay for pasta, because one of them is going to very much confuse you. I know it is. Like, I'm sorry, you go here for Italian? Yeah, it's one of the best. It's coming up.
Look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming, ooh-ooh. People are changing. Ain't it beautiful, ooh-ooh. Crystal blue persuasion. It's all right. So
don't you give up now. So easy to find. Just look to yourself.
Look to yourself.
And open your mind.
WGBW, great music without any pumpkin spice.
97.9 FM.
Who's bending down to give me a rainbow? Everyone knows it's me. news and timeless hits. 97.9 FM.
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. I see the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
Stevie Wonder on local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. I'm Laura McKenna. It is National Pasta Day, and I'm going to give you my top three favorites in no particular order, but I'm going to save the most confusing for last. The first one, Luigi's on the east side of Green Bay, right off of 43, the best portobello ravioli. Mwah! I love it so much. That is number one on the list. Just, again, no particular order. Number two, Mackinac's has a Caribbean chicken pasta. And, you know, I'm a vegetarian, but they'll let you swap out the chicken for some portobello mushrooms. Or you can just do the peppers that come in it. It is so creamy, little zingy, so be prepared. The third on the list for best pasta in Green Bay, this is going to confuse you, Los Bandidos. Yes, a Mexican restaurant has some of the best pasta. Order yourself the cart driver special, and then you can pick what you want in it. I, again, go with mushrooms. So good. That sauce, mwah, just so good. Happy Pasta Day.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
With other language learning apps, I was just playing games. I wasn't really learning. Babbel's different.
Babbel was designed by over 200 language learning experts to be the most effective way to learn another language.
Every time I open the app, I can choose to work on my writing, speaking, or listening. And it saves my mistakes for me to review, so I'm constantly improving. Before Babbel, I thought I just wasn't good with languages. But now I'm speaking French. Tout ça, c'est grâce à Babbel.
Save up to 50% on your Babbel subscription when you sign up at Babbel.com. B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Did you know it's almost National Make a Difference Day? It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you. And you can make your National Make a Difference Day great locally by joining the Green Bay Conservation Corps at John Muir Park. On Saturday, October 25th from 9 till 12, they're going to be at the park to remove invasive species in preparation for a nature trail. They ask you wear long pants and closed-toed shoes. This event is open to all ages and abilities, so sign up in advance, head to WGBW.FM and click events.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
97.9 WGBW welcomes the Linda Ronstadt Experience to Green Bay's Meyer Theater.
I'm going back someday, come what may, to Blue Bay.
Friday, October 24th.
I've been cheated.
Experience the music of Linda Ronstadt as performed by American Idol star Tristan McIntosh. Tickets available now at MeyerTheater.org or listen to 97.9 WGBW for your chance to win tickets.
Well, that'll be the day.
The music of Linda Ronstadt.
I think I'm gonna love you for a long, long time.
Friday, October 24th, the Meyer Theater, with the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Dum, 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 dum. Ooh, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, 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 oh. Only the lonely. Only the lonely.
Only the lonely.
Timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. We get you caught up on what's going on around town with another local news update next.
Over Bridge of Sighs, to rest my eyes in shades of green. Under dreaming spires, to Ichiku Park, that's where I live.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Tell you why, it's all too
be nice and have fun and listen. Tell you what I'll do.
What will you
do? I'd like to go there now with you. You can miss out school.
Won't that be?
Why
cool?
Go to learn the words of who?
What will we do there?
We'll get high.
What will we touch there?
Will we touch the sky?
We'll try the cheese there.
I'll tell you why.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get hung up, feed the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun in the sun.
It's all too beautiful. 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 It's all too beautiful.
I keep on dancing.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with this local news update. When the NFL draft in Green Bay hit last April, the city swelled to nearly six times the population. There were 600,000 people over the three-day event and only one arrest. That extraordinary outcome was recognized this week at the state capitol. State Representative Ryan Spouty and State Senator Jamie Wall presented the First Responders of the Year award to the Green Bay Metro Fire Department for their effort in the draft. The award recognizes the planning, execution, and collaboration with other public safety organizations. Local law enforcement officers say the Green Bay Police Department, Green Bay Metro Fire, Ashwaubenon Public Safety Department, and the Brown County Sheriff's Office spent more than a year planning for the draft. A data center step was taken last night in Port Washington. The city's plan commission approved a new tax district that clears the way for an $8 billion data center project. The mayor says people won't see higher taxes since the company building it will cover all infrastructure costs. The Common Council will take up final approval in the next few weeks. A Wisconsin hunt commences in the morning. The state's pheasant season kicks off tomorrow morning, and the DNR is asking hunters to stay sharp on rules and safety. For opening weekend, you can take one rooster a day, but after that, it's two a day through January. The Brewers fan and the Dodgers fan caught in a viral video at American Family Field have both been banned from future games. Shannon Kobylarczyk told Dodgers fan Ricardo Fasado to call ice during the NLCS, sparking widespread backlash. Fasado was kicked out of that game for disorderly conduct and public intoxication. The Brewers face a must-win game tonight as they take on the Dodgers in Game 4 of the NLCS. The game starts at 7:38. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly sunny Friday afternoon with a south to southwest wind on the breezy side. Highs of the lower 70s. For tonight, shower and storm chances. Some of the rain could be a bit heavy. Gusty southwest winds and lows will drop to the upper 50s. Right now, it's 67.
WGBW, start your morning with Dan Marcus, and then daydream and listen all day long.
What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. and I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy. And even if time ain't really on my side, it's one of those days for taking a walk outside. I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun and fall on my face on somebody's new mowed lawn. I've been having a sweet dream, I've been dreaming since I woke up today. It's starring me in my sweet dream, 'cause she's the one makes me feel this way. And even if time is passing me by a lot, I couldn't care less about the dues you say I got. Tomorrow I'll pay the dues for dropping my load, a pie in the face for being a sleepy bulldog. Or you may be daydreaming for a thousand years. What a day for a daydream, custom made for a daydreaming boy. I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy.
News and timeless hits with everyday people. It's 97.9 WGBW, and let's talk about new movies in the theater. I love a good scary movie, and Black Phone 2. I haven't seen it yet. I saw the first one, though. Really liked it. We'll go behind the scenes with the sequel next.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came. Down in the hollow.
day, laughing and running, hey, hey, skipping and jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts thumping, and you, a brown eyed girl. Whatever happened to Tuesday and so slow? Gone down the old man with a transistor radio. Standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall. Slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. And you, my brown eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. I'm Laura McKenna. I love a good scary movie, and there is Black Phone 2 hitting theaters this weekend. I saw the original 4 years ago, I think it came out, maybe 5 years ago, but it was really, really good. And it was from the King family. Stephen King's son, Joe Hill, adapted the story. And I think it was really well done. And sometimes when you make a sequel, it's never as good as the first one, especially when you have new characters. But it looks like a lot of the same people are back. Ethan Hawke plays the grabber, the bad guy. The same little ones are back in the movie. In fact, one of them, and I won't spoil anything for you, but the little actor Miguel Mora played Robin in the first movie. In the second movie, won't tell you why Robin isn't back, but in the second movie, he's going to play Robin's brother Ernesto. So he's back in the movie too. I think it's going to be good.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotional materials, like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
The Linda Ronstadt Experience. Hear the music of Linda Ronstadt Friday night, October 24th, as performed by American Idol star Tristan McIntosh.
Well, that'll be the day.
Live at the Meyer Theater in downtown Green Bay.
But I don't know what it means.
Tickets available at MeyerTheater.org. The Linda Ronstadt Experience. October 24th, live at the Meyer Theater.
Missing Lou Rougani and the music of the stars on WGBW Sunday mornings from 7 a.m. until noon? Then tune in to 96.5 and 98.3 FM WISS or the Civic Media app. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve the quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's Music of the Stars, now on 96.5 and 98.3 FM and the Civic Media app.
Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever
Monday, Monday, ba-da, can't trust that day.
Get to Monday just yet. Let's enjoy this Friday and the weekend on local news and timeless hits for 97.9 WGBW.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
A station you don't have to be afraid to let the kids listen to. 97.9 WGBW.
Sunshine came softly.
day through my window today. Could have tripped up DC, but I changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We're doing it in style, 'cause I made my mind up, you're going to be mine. I'll tell you right now.
Michelle Franzen. Ukraine's President Zelensky arriving for talks with President Trump, marking his third visit to the White House since January. Zelensky asking for more defense weapons, and it comes after President Trump spoke with